In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. See, first of all, this first Friday evening, the marvelous power of the Sacred Heart. In the Gospel, you see our Lord reaching out a hand to save a sinking Peter from the waves. And he's falling into the water because he doubted for a moment. See our Lord's power in the bigger picture of things. Our Lord, should he choose a soul, has power to reach his hand into a man's heart and to change it instantaneously. He did so with Peter. He did so with Paul. Why shouldn't he do the same thing for you, to banish all those times of doubt that maybe go on for longer than an instant, and to make of you his apostle too? Peter meant well, but was weak of heart and often wavered in his faith, and was a bit of a braggart to boot. Bad combination. Paul had a hard heart. He was a Jew's Jew. He was set on doing in, destroying the infant church of Jerusalem. And our Lord in an instant changed both of these men to be the very columns, the pillars, on which he could with perfect security build his church here upon earth. Peter, instead of being the pebble, you know the word scandal means a pebble, something people strip on and they fall. And Paul, instead of being the wolf, now Peter becomes the rock, and St. Paul becomes the perfect follower of the Lamb of God. And for their part, you might say in reparation, their joy was to preach the mercies and the kingdom of the Sacred Heart. St. Paul says that we're translated now from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of the Son of his love. The first thought this first Friday, I think, should be one of gratitude. And then all the way through our thoughts tonight, let us have confidence, lest we sink beneath the waves. Peter and Paul are in the water today. Peter's walking over it, and St. Paul is being delivered, you'll see it in the collect of tonight's Mass, from shipwreck for the third time, and he's in the very depth of the sea. But he's not drowned. Peter and Paul are in the water, and you and I, to be in the spirit of things, need to get into the water as well. We heard the Sacred Heart Gospel read this past Sunday for the Feast of the Precious Blood, and we saw that when the soldier opened his side with a lance, there came out from his heart blood and water. We made the intention to put his blood in a public place, to smear the doorposts, so that God's just anger, his justice, might pass over us. That's the blood. But then St. John saw water come out too. What in the world does that water stand for? I see it as the infinite ocean of mercy from the Sacred Heart, the sixth promise of the 12. Sinners shall find in my heart the source and the infinite ocean of mercy. Peter and Paul did. Are you any worse than they? Why shouldn't you and those for whom we pray tonight find a similar ocean of mercy? This is what I mean when I say that summertime with our travels and vacations should really lend itself to prayer. I mean, who could walk along a seashore, one of our great lakes would do too, I suppose, without having some thought of God and of his grandeur, being refreshed and but sort of drawn in a bit to prayer by the beauty of God's nature. The eye looks, you don't see any end to the water. If that could make you think of the mercy of our Lord, you would begin to be without some kind of You'd begin to be with some kind of an understanding of how merciful our Lord is, provided that sinners manage to get themselves into the water. That's always the challenge. We hesitate, though. So we're a bit like children. We say, oh, it's cold in there. I'm not sure I want to go in. Or maybe we dip a toe in and then we discuss it with others. Well, shall we dive in or shouldn't we? And then once we do manage to get ourselves into the water, and if it's an ocean we're talking about, why then we might be dunked by the very first wave of suffering, adversity, or doubt that comes upon us. Thank God he sent us Jesus, who's walking upon the waves, and he reaches out a hand, not just to Peter, he reaches out a hand to you today in the water. But with it comes a very gentle rebuke. Why did you doubt, you with so little faith? To get into the water, you've got to wade into the ocean, which is the Sacred Heart, the ocean of God's mercy. Now, everyone who does that, every sinner, every one of us, does it in certain steps. It may seem some people manage to get in awfully quickly, but there always are steps. And the first, you have to leave the shore. The shore could stand for sin, for this world. And next, you have to move towards the water, which would stand for God, for his Sacred Heart. And for this, we need God's help. That's where grace comes in. That's why we do pray for ourselves and for others. Grace to enlighten the understanding. Oh, I need to be there. But then to strengthen the will, not just enough to know. I mean, a lot of sinners in our general area here, they know what they should be doing, but they're not doing it. They need to have their will strengthened. Put one foot in front of another and get into the water. Confessional, communion, church, mass, rosary, prayer. For that, we need God's grace. To get that foot in the water, why, that's the mercy of our Lord and his gift to us of faith. And when we start to sink, that is where the next of the virtues comes in, surely, which is that of hope. If I do my part, my best I can, our Lord is going to take care of the rest. Now, I grant you, if you getting a little seasick and you see the waves coming up so high over your head, you might think, how could I ever hope for this situation or this soul or for myself? Or like Peter, when you say, wait a minute, I'm walking on water. Is this possible? That's when he doubted. That's when he started to sink. We mustn't doubt. We have to just keep on walking towards our Lord. But the vital strength, I mean the real life of a soul. Remember, water stands for life, because without it, there isn't any. The vital strength of the soul, that's charity. And the excellence of this devotion, our devotion, the Sacred Heart devotion, is that it leads a soul to desire God's grace, just as thirst leads us to desire a good drink of water. And this happens easily, sweetly, you might say, naturally. What could be more natural as refreshing, cool water on a very hot in humid Cincinnati day? The Sacred Heart obtains this water for us, this crowning grace of charity for souls. And that is why we want to practice this devotion, to realize I'm out of the water, I need to get in, to realize I'm all dried out and I have to keep myself, my soul, hydrated. If you will practice this devotion, you'll stay in the water where you belong. And really, in the end, all will be well. Now, the introit of the Mass I've just now read says that the people should show forth the wisdom of the saints. The church is thinking about Saints Peter and Paul, but we can think about all of the saints who showed that strong devotion to the Sacred Heart and with it conquered many souls. What's their reward? Their names shall live from generation unto generation. And that's why it's only in the church that the saints are remembered. People in the world who are so important, once they die, they are forgotten. But not a one of her saints of the Catholic Church is ever forgotten. That's the recompense for the great canonized saints. Is there something that you and I could hope for in this? Is there a promise left for us from our Father Isaac, as it were? Why, yes, there is, as a matter of fact. Another of the 12 promises is that if you promote the Sacred Heart devotion, you will have our Lord's name written on his heart, never to be effaced, never to be erased. It's not a signature in water that disappears in an instant. It is a signature in blood, which the ages will never be able to remove. By coming here tonight on this sunny, warm Friday evening, that's what you're doing. By enthroning the Sacred Heart in your home, a prominent place where it can be seen, that's what you're doing. By promising to pray to the Sacred Heart for others, and by keeping the promise, and by suggesting maybe the Sacred Heart devotion to those who might just be willing to hear about it, that is what you're doing as well. How wonderful are the mercies of the Sacred Heart. He gets us into the water, but he writes our names in blood on his own heart, and they will never be erased. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.